Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is the one that you did not kidnap. You just spoke to him.
So he's one
like
of...
regular people. I was very proud. That was a good day.
Greetings and welcome to the 70th episode of Law and Disorder, a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber, and this episode we join our marshals on their hunt for NPCs to help them with this circus problem. So listen in to see how they go. If you have any questions or comments, please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or go to our home on the web, thatsnotcanonproductions.com. And now, on with the game.
Puts her back to it and locks all of the locks that she has, and you have successfully made it into her wagon.
Alright, what's the plan, guys?
What?
Can you check if she's installed more locks since you got in?
Has she?
Yes, she has.
How many?
Seven.
How many were there before?
Three.
Okay. Wow. Dude, that's a lot of locks. Well done.
I can just blow the door off. Sorry, I had to rub all my items off my list. I got some other stuff still. It's good.
Can you tell if there are like any like magical runes on the door as well to keep you
out?
Yeah. Like,
is it magically locked? Or,
no.
Okay. Good.
Magical restraining orders.
She's into me.
Yeah.
Okay. She says, "What? Why? I knew I shouldn't have let you in. This is why I shouldn't have let him in.
Thank you for letting me in. They were going to eat my face." Now I'm inside, safe.
And they will eat all of our faces.
Well, yeah, why do they want to eat your face?
They didn't until you arrived.
Oh, they were locking you in here, like...
Yes.
Why?
I don't...
That's the reason I'm here. I figured that if the bad guys want something bad to happen to you, you must be doing something good.
Well, they weren't attacking us.
Yeah, but they were keeping you in here. Why? Why were they keeping you in here?
I don't know.
Does the smart one know?
Ooh,
she's
always so rude to me.
He probably has accumulated a higher intelligence score over his long life. He would have leveled up enough.
That's
to have
true. A- I'm just talking mechanically.
Her eyes narrow, and you didn't think her mouth could get any tighter, but it definitely does.
Making friends wherever I go.
She turns, waves a hand at Marcel, and says, "You talk to him."
Thank you. You should lock the doors. There's a bunch of jackal wares outside.
I have.
Oh, good. Oh, I'll go talk to myself.
Perhaps I should let them in.
Why would
see what they have to say.
It's going to be a lot of like grumbling.
Perhaps they
and...
would be better conversationalists.
Now you're just being mean for no reason. Then I'll go talk to the brains.
He's standing literally behind you.
He's literally
yes.
A jar now.
He's spraying in a jar. That's it.
Well, did you, come for?
What did?
You come for?
For you guys.
Where are we going?
Well, like I said, Jocelyna, if the bad guys are keeping you guys in check, there must be a reason for it. Why do they want you in here?
You call them bad guys, right?
These guys' boss, not... I don't mean just the ones that are literally outside.
No, not them. They probably want you away from us because you call them bad guys.
Because I call them bad guys?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This is some really deep advice.
No, it's not.
He's a bad guy.
I hope not. This will be an awkward situation with James.
I'm a lich.
That's a cold open.
Sure.
Wait, is he? He's a lich
now.
No.
He is.
Wait, where's your piece of paper?
Steven disappears.
Oh, I didn't get the my sheet was already packed. It's in the plastic. It's in the
No.
Okay.
Which piece
is this the reveal episode? Is this the
possibly?
One? God, give me the sheet. Somebody get the folder. Put my prediction under there.
I want to spell the text by that group.
Okay. Why did they want you in here? I've only specifically come here for you because they were locking you up. I wouldn't have. If they had done nothing, I wouldn't be here right now.
Well, they were keeping me here because I was casting the spell for them.
And you stopped?
I was stopped.
You were casting the spell that is in, like, the sun and all the thing?
Against my will, I was, yes.
Yeah. But, so now that you've stopped, they're gone. I haven't checked myself in the last hour or so.
The spell will keep running. It's running under its own power now.
Do you know how to stop it?
It can't be stopped.
What's powering it now?
Do you have my little drawing?
Yes. In every literal sense of the word, yes, I have it somewhere.
The sun.
Yep.
Whatever he's putting into it is powering the rest of the spell down.
Okay.
Folk Nosto brandy.
Among other things.
Okay.
I'm here now.
Good. So we just get rid of the fuel and the fire will stop? Is what you're saying?
I start talking to Slam.
Oh. Though what I'm saying is it can't be stopped.
What's
until
it going to do?
I be a demiplane.
Oh, that's it? Okay. As opposed to turning into a sun and killing everyone, that's all.
No, the sun is just a figure of
speech.
Speech.
Just making sure. So are you feeling a lot better now that you've stopped doing all that nonsense for them?
Yes.
You seem a bit more awake than normal.
Yes, well, they're not draining all my power now.
That's good. Okay. Chopper?
Yes, it is good.
I'm happy for you. So, am I right in assuming this is Chopper's idea?
I don't think Chopper had anything to do with it.
Who was getting you to do it?
I don't know. He was a dark man. Very powerful. The ways of magic.
Do you have a cat?
Yeah. Sometimes he had a cat.
Okay.
Sometimes he had a snake.
We've met the snake and the cat. Same thing. Good. Can you guys think of anything else to ask him? Because I'm having a blank.
We're not there.
I know.
How are they forcing him to do it?
That's a good point. The same to Nigel, but how are they making you do it?
He compelled me with magic.
Okay.
What was she doing the whole time?
Keeping him alive, probably. Alright.
You're
right,
she was keeping me alive.
Yeah.
No. She didn't know.
Okay.
She knows now.
I'm going to get on the old marshal badge. And I'm going to call the three that are back at the caravan because I don't want to risk.
Two? I'm totally here now.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's cut to Gwen.
Because I don't know. I'm specifically not calling Gwen.
I'm hoping.
No. Let's cut to Gwen.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Because time has passed and she left, so we need to know what happened there.
Okay.
Gwen!
She steps out of the caravan, rolls in at one.
Need a stealth roll.
Oh man, that would derail things.
I rolled a nat 20.
Fuck you, mate.
20.
Okay. Where are you going? Where are you
going?
I
win D&D.
That's it. Pack up. Liches come. Everyone dies except Gwen. Gwen's a lich. Gwen's queen of the liches.
Yes. So presumably I'm sneak away with all the stealthiness.
Where are you going?
I've got my eyeglass on.
Yep.
I'm heading toward Chalfo's tent.
Okay. You do a similar thing to what James had done.
You get two daggers and some rope.
You
except for that.
Put a couple of rows between you and the jackal wares.
Mm-hmm.
You two hear Calloway yelling at them. What languages do you understand?
Common, Dwarvish, and Elven.
You also don't understand the language that he's talking in?
I could play the harmonica.
I don't think that would be appropriate while he's dealt
with. Just listed under my languages, that's all.
No, that's your proficiencies.
Mm.
Yeah, you're proficient in harmonica. And you make your way towards Chalfo's tent. The directions that you go, you can see what... You can see the area where the big tent used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that it has been replaced. There is another tent there. Instead of red and white, it is now purple and gold. It is almost the exact same size that it was before. And you can see that it is currently being guarded by at least three wizard cops.
Presumably it's not on fire.
It is not, in fact, on fire. You make your way towards Chalfo's tent. You can see that there doesn't seem to be anyone in Chalfo's tent.
Mm-hmm.
The places where you know a fire pit and candles and torches would be are dark, but you can see the rope hanging down from the invisible ball of area above.
Okay, and this is the invisible ball of area where we found the dashboard.
Yes.
All right. I stealthy myself up the rope.
You stealth yourself up the rope.
And have a peek. Just a peek.
You look in. Oh. Roll me a perception.
Sorry, guys.
It's actually a disadvantage because of the dim light.
I rolled a 7, which is a 6.
Okay, you can see two dark, shadowy figures.
Unless I use my
bardic
inspiration.
You can use your bardic inspiration now if you wish.
11.
Okay, you can see two dark, shadowy figures kind of slumped up against the same wall where you saw Dashbold and his sister were.
Mm-hmm.
One is a large man,
mm-hmm.
and one is significantly smaller, and you can't really... they seem to be leaning up against each other.
Mm-hmm.
None of them are moving, but you can hear kind of laboured breathing.
Mm-hmm.
There doesn't seem to be anything else in this room. However, when you peek around to look at the glowing of the sun that you observed before through these clear windows, you can see the same figures that were there before are there now. However, they seem to be in a different configuration.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the walls in all of the celestial bodies are now clear, and you can see into all of them. One seems to have what looks like a very long table with some sort of clothing and... Lyska has like some tools and some weapons in it. It's a bit of a mess. There's also like a desk with books to one side. It's a really messy kind of dining room / office.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is packed with wooden casks. One of them is almost as packed with glittering things. Like gems and just shiny, shiny things that you can't really make out. You can see wizard cops inside the actual circus tent. You can see what you now know are the two clowns also inside the circus tent.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what you can see. because you rolled above a 10.
Really good. You can go to the scout. Is there a clown?
Hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to climb into the room.
Mm-hmm.
And get a bit closer to these figures. And see if I can figure out who they are without alerting them of my presence.
That will be another stealth roll. At advantage because you are invisible.
15.
Okay, you climb up and creep in. What kind of armor do you wear?
Really quiet armor.
What's your AC?
What?
No, I'm actually just curious what your AC is.
I wear chainmail.
Okay, so you do have regularly have disadvantage, but so you would roll regularly.
It's really quiet chainmail.
Yeah. Really
it's like
chain.
A really light feminine chain.
Yeah, a really light feminine chain mail. That clinks a lot.
No, it doesn't clink at all.
You crawl over and you make a rather loud sound and you kind of freeze and you get no reaction at all. And then all of a sudden the big man you hear just rip a snore. He just snores like twice and then kind of coughs, readjusts himself. And
so they're just sleeping. They're having a napsie.
Seems so.
Who's the woman? I don't know these people.
You can't actually see them. Their faces are obscured.
What if I push them over?
Just
lift up their head?
When I say obscured, I mean like someone's got a pencil eraser and just kind of done circles on their face. It's magically obscured. It's not like they're wearing a mask. It's like you just can't see people's faces in this sort of... in this magical area.
Mm.
It's the same effect that both Dashbold and Yuri have told you is usually active in this place.
Wow. Weird. Well, assuming that they're not armoured or anything... They're not wearing armour, so they're not there... sleeping on the job of guarding. They're in
the man's kind of wearing a dark purple just shirt, linen shirt and trousers and kind of fancy boots. The woman's dressed in kind of red robes and kind of very flouncy sort of clothes.
Okay. I'd like to wake them up subtly.
Describe subtly. That word.
gently and in a way that doesn't say, there's an invisible person poking you.
Which one?
I'm going to go with the guy.
Okay. You go over and you just kind of like poke him in the shoulder
just,
a couple times.
Yeah.
And give
him
a little gentle shake.
Yeah.
And he kind of snorts again and kind of shakes his head and looks around. Doesn't see anything, obviously.
Obviously.
He's kind of puts his head back against the wall and goes back to sleep.
No, I I quietly I move away from him
mm-hmm.
out of his reach and ask him who he is.
Well, what? Who's there?
Possibly a
if you gotta kill me, kill me.
I'm not going to kill you.
As soon as he speaks, you recognize him as Finbar.
It's Finba!
Damn it, every time!
The woman kind of startles awake. She says, who's there? It's
Don't
Lenora.
It's Lenora! Okay, I tell them it's Gwen. And I'm here to set you free if that's what you wish. You can stay here if you want. I mean,
Finba is like... Yes, I would like to be out of this damn place, and please take me out of here. And Lenora kind of nods her head, but then kind of pulls back and says, "No, if I leave, they kill Calloway."
Nope, Calloway's with us.
What do you mean?
He's on the good side now. We're going to take you to Calloway. He's going to take you to safety. And then we're gonna get the bastards who did this to you.
Roll of persuasion.
Yeah. Boom. 17. No. Yes. 18.
She is really happy at that answer, and she nods her head, and she lets Finbar help her up.
We're going to move quietly, and I'm going to go first because I'm invisible, in case you hadn't noticed.
I noticed.
So I'll make sure the way is clear, and then we're going to go down the hall.
Okay. So you look down the hall. No one seems to be there.
Okay.
Can I get you to roll... Actually, no, I'll get them to roll stealth.
Did they roll really well?
One of them did. You kind of lean them over and show them the hole in the floor that you can see because of your monocle.
Mm.
And show them how to get down, and you climb down.
Mm-hmm.
But then you hear a very... familiar sound as they are climbing down. A shadowy snake-like form leaves the hole after them and wraps itself around Finbar.
We didn't promise his like anyone. Don't worry too much.
But I really like him.
I know.
If
I
wasn't
too.
Almost married and having somebody else's wizard baby.
Finbar, I don't think it's a wizard baby.
James is
a...
James doesn't have any of...
You were
no,
married?
No, he's still being a wizard.
I was married and have kids. There's no proof we had sex.
So it wasn't consummated?
I don't know.
Okay.
Backstory.
Backstory. Backstory.
So we're out. We're on the ground now.
You're out. You're on the ground.
I... scream at Lenora to run.
Well,
anywhere, and I get on my badge phone and call for help.
Exactly.
Okay. Back at the wagon.
Oh, the dog's gone. I look out the window.
No.
Okay, I close.
Back at wagon.
I need to get out.
You've been playing cards, and Dashbold has been getting very antsy, needing to get out of this damn wagon.
Were we playing strip poker?
You hear the door and say, "Ends the wizards. I will take." And then move away, and all is quiet.
Quiet. We're playing cards. It's very rowdy.
I was just like four.
Go fish.
Oh, guys, 1 7s, evens, odds, but keep these.
You hear the dogs outside your wagon start yipping and howling.
In which direction?
The direction that they came from.
Is that helpful? And cast minor illusion first, so it looks like there's still a door there as I'm opening it.
But with the walking
through,
Drew.
Yes, they're all gone.
I sneak out. I tell.
Well, let's finish his hand first.
At the very least, I just want to sit top of the wagon, just not be in this dark hole.
I'm claustrophobic now.
Dashbold.
I'm gonna have inspiration.
If anything happens. You go after Gwen.
Me? Because Gwen's more important.
Okay. I'll have a look. See what I do that.
Right. Okay.
Another hand.
You climb up to the top of the wagon, and you can hear a thing. And
that's someone.
If I use Devil's Sight, can I see the whole world as it's daytime?
No. Devil's Sight allows you to see lads if you have Dark Sight or improved Dark Sight and through magic. Yeah, you hear a burst of flame. But that comes, and about a minute later, the jackalways are still. You get
one of them,
James. I thought you were calling the three that won Gwen.
Yeah, but I don't expend all my call points.
Like, you have a call waiter.
Can I specifically? Can I just be like, I'm going to call these three in a
beep beep. beep.
Hello, James.
Guys, Jackalwares.
There's at least 7 outside now, James.
Yeah, and one of them is...
You know,
get out the marshmallows.
Yeah.
Suits his fiery personality. Am I right, Celia? Anyway, he doesn't think we can get rid of it anyway.
All right, soldier, stay put. I'm sending
you. You get a call from Gwen.
Hey, Gwen. Are you invisible still?
Yes.
I'm not.
Dashbolt was.
Right. Okay.
The rich is on the roof.
I'll be there in a minute.
You want me to go to Mark?
Get to James.
Okay. I begin Assassin's Creed across all the way.
Excellent.
Go.
Just go with her. If I can one-shot one of these fuckers, we're a...
No, we need your ability to smite things that are evil. All right.
Yeah.
That means...
I think murder stride is slower than regular running.
No, I'm murder...
You'd be surprised.
I'm murder striding.
It's often the fastest way to your own death.
You draw your sword, you murder stride into the audience.
Have you heard about
your
running with scissors?
Your mother
ever
tell you.
Yeah,
it's like a giant scissor.
Who's going where?
If you're
going
to be a dad,
coming to me,
I'm
going to be
I'm quickly, stealthily moving, even if it's a death.
I'm just going to part and you can't jump to anything.
Maybe next level.
Can I jump to anything? What's your strength? Let's go to Gwen first. The snake has embedded it until he is dead.
You should run away.
You're invisible still, right? So you have like one sneak attack on him.
Fuck your butt.
Not if I scream shillelagh first.
Not if you scream shillelagh first.
Shillelagh's a bonus action, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
But it's also casting a spell.
Yeah.
Why don't you do it as you're swinging at him?
Shillelagh.
Bonk.
All right, I'll sneak attack him first, and then I'll shillelagh.
Okay.
Enjoy your nat 20. You're about to roll.
Just to be clear, you don't actually have sneak damage. It's just you have advantage on your attack roll to hit.
Enjoy the 2 nat 20s you're about to roll. See Gwen.
Okay.
Gwen, giant
I also,
slayer.
I also have a bonus attack.
Yeah, only one attack is at advantage though, because that is when you lose.
Oh,
now
20.
Yeah, 20. Okay, all your damage.
That's where we leave our marshals this week, on the high of a natural 20, before the lows of the inevitable fight before them. Join us next week to see exactly how well this night progresses. A big thanks, as always, goes out to Alex Smith for our character art and our theme tune. And if you have the chance or the ideas, please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, go to our home on the web, thatsnotcanonproductions.com. We would really appreciate if all of our listeners could give us a rating and a review on iTunes. That sure helps get us out there. And we also have a Patreon account for any of those who wish to contribute to the show and help us get some better recording equipment. That's it for this week. I have been your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber. Thank you for listening.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.